the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find on our site completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Michelle.
We've been talking about, throughout the first hour of the show tonight, our friend Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com and what happened to him today at the hands of the police, the people that call themselves the police. They are men and women who, on a regular basis, make a point of aggressing against peaceful people. And it's a shame because the police used to be peace officers. Way back in the day, before I was ever alive, they used to engage in keeping the peace, in that if someone was disrupting the peace by, say, starting a fight at a bar or setting a fire or, you know, doing something destructive or harming another person in some way, the police would attempt to solve the problem, separate the people, bring the peace back. That used to be their role. And, gosh, I support that. I think that's a good thing. I think stopping violent people is a noble thing to do.
Sure.
Unfortunately, the police today are what you might call law enforcement officers. They're no longer peace officers, but law enforcement officers. And they can and will enforce some of the dumbest laws and the stupidest, most arbitrary rules. And they will do it with a vengeance. They will do it with a certain level of disdain for
the
people.
But also self-righteousness, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually believe that they are on the side of justice.
Yep, that's true. And even in the case of when they're doing something like arresting a man for wearing a hat, which is what they did today to our friend Pete in the courtroom in Keene, New Hampshire, and there's video footage of it now at freekeene.com and copblock.org. In fact, I just posted the latest video over at freekeene.com during the news break. So
right.
The most close-up version of this, because remember, we're here in New Hampshire where we actually have liberty activists who are together in the same place, which is awesome.
It's great.
So we're here, and that means that when something happens, there are multiple people who can respond. So we had a group of folks that were at the court this morning. Pete was one of those people. He was just there to watch a couple of trials.
Right.
Then they decided to target him for wearing a hat in the court. Well, there's still another 10 people that are in the court who'd all, I mean, people that came out at 9 in the morning, basically, or 9, 10 in the morning,
yeah.
When it's a work day. They took time off in some cases to come out and support their
on
fellow
a very
activists.
Cold, -20 degree day.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, there are plenty of excuses to stay in, and these folks
right.
came out, which is awesome. And so my point being that there are so many people around that when something happens, when the police decide to be aggressive, as they did in this case, then multiple cameras can be pulled out. And that's what happened. Adamo from Liberty on Tour had his camera, and he was recording. And that video's been up over at copblock.org. But Steve, who is somebody who moved up here from Massachusetts last year, he's been here for a year now. He was closer to what happened to Pete, where these men with badges and guns came and kidnapped him and assaulted
right.
him. And he got a very close-up shot of what seems pretty clear to me to be one of these cops actually putting his knee on Pete's face
yeah.
and pressing him into the
like
carpet.
Like on his ear kind of thing, because his face
yeah, his face was on
sideways.
The side. It's turned to the side and does not look very comfortable. And it's you know, sort of much better view of actually what went mm-hmm. down. So thank goodness we have mm-hmm. so many people here. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this footage.
You know, and to look at Pete Ayer, you go, whoa, he's got a lot of muscles. And he does. I mean, his biceps are like the size of my waist.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge
yeah.
and very muscular. But, you know, he's been staying with us, my family, for a couple weeks, and he is just the most gentle, sweet, docile sort of man.
He's a great guy.
So there is no way that if you were to be in his presence and have discourse with him that you would in any way feel threatened. There
nope.
is no way that the police in that room could tell me that he was a threat or a danger to anyone.
It's pretty clear who the men that were threatening were in that particular situation. Mm-hmm. You can watch the video footage again over at copblock.org and freekeene.com. They're both
and there's no retaliation. I mean, what do you do?
On the
what
part
do
you... of the activist, you mean?
Right. I mean, in that scene, right? In that scene right there in the room, can you imagine if anyone had stepped forward to help their friend being kidnapped by...
Oh, they would have been attacked. Right. I mean, they would have been hurt. they could have been permanently hurt. I mean, they might have. You've got essentially these men that they know they can get away with whatever they want.
Yes.
They know that they can hurt people with no consequence. And so if there were to be some sort of violent reaction on the part of the activists in this case, it would give them the excuse to start blasting.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys don't have tasers, so they would blast with a gun.
Right.
Or they, you know, start cracking heads or whatever.
And to think that, you know, I keep going back to the idea that historically the removal of your hat has been an indication of respect. So I guess guys have to show respect, but women don't, because women aren't required to remove their hats. So, okay, fine, whatever. Then it's respect to the robe and to the office of Your Honor, the judge. The judge wasn't even in the room.
That's true.
So the police are now taking the authority, even on the level of not just the law, but what is decorum and polite, you know, behavior.
Yep.
And legislating that and regulating that. And if there are people out there that don't find this abhorrent and
I find it outrageous.
Yeah, if it doesn't make them afraid, then I don't know.
Well, somebody is going
to
say to you,
reach them.
You're right, Michelle. There are those people out there, and they're probably listening now, but for whatever reason, they're not calling in to share their opinion.
He should have just taken off his hat.
That's right. Show some respect. But there are people that will look at that, and they'll say, well, Michelle, I mean, this is a free country. I mean, you're nitpicking here. This is about a hat. I mean, come on. I mean, there's so much freedom that we have here. Why don't you focus on the good things?
Oh, gee, okay. Well, I think that you ought to diligently guard your liberty and your freedom, and that by abdicating even a little bit of it, I think, is a problem, not just because
I mean, there are people starving in the world, Michelle.
You relinquish it to other people, but because a little piece of you died.
There are people starving. There's genocide in the world, and you're concerned about a hat?
No, I'm concerned about people using aggression against peaceful people.
But do you see how somebody could look at this from their perspective and say, oh, you guys, you activists are a bunch of whiners?
Yeah, there are actually some people that left some messages to that effect. And, you know, why don't you just grow up, and why don't you just, you know, learn to get along and, you know, get along to get along, you know?
Why can't you just change things through the system?
Well, the system is rigged against you, for one thing.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that the police themselves and the people inside the system are constantly saying to
mm-hmm.
do. Well, you know, we're just doing our jobs. If you don't want us to do these things, then you can change it through the system.
Yeah.
But they don't have to do what they do. They don't have to enforce the laws that they enforce. It's a cop-out, so to speak, when they do these things. The man in the robe wasn't even in the room, but the guy in the blazer, the court bailiff, he didn't have to go up and start threatening Pete today. He could have just ignored
right.
the fact that he had a hat on. And those two cops did not have to assist him in that matter. They could have said, hey, man, cool down. It's okay.
Sure.
They could have totally de-escalated that situation. But no, instead, I think there's some sort of little contest that the bureaucrats have to see who can arrest the most free staters and who can get the activists here, because it really bothers them that people don't respect their system. It bothers them that people see their system for what it is, which is nothing more than a scam where essentially men and women are using violence, they're using aggression against peaceful people to steal money, to extort money from them, and to use that money for whatever purposes they might. They don't like that people are seeing that now. And they don't like that people aren't working through the system. I mean, some people are, but they don't like that some people aren't, and it is upsetting to them, and I think that's one of the reasons why they lose their cool. And if they were to keep their cool, then this wouldn't be an issue. If they would have kept their cool, we'd have been talking about something else tonight.
Well, even if there are those out there in New Hampshire, since we happen to be in, you know, here, who say, you know, we employ these officials of the court as well as the police to keep the peace, and so I feel good about my tax dollars going to this, you know.
Oh, some people really feel good about it.
It's just so fine. Even if that was their position, I can't imagine that they would see this as serving and protecting anyone.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. They might say it's serving and protecting the decor of the state. Serving and protecting the aura of legitimacy of the state. How about that? I think that's what it really is.
Right. So now we're going to worship false idols. And
you can take control. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find on our site completely free. And, again, some of those features include stuff like our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, last week's worth there on the front page. And then you click into the archives section. It'll take you all the way back to late 2006, totally free, thanks to HostGator, which is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. and you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Now, that's a special portal that we've created that allows you to get your first month of hosting completely free. So enter through hostgator.freetalklive.com. Unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and 99.9% uptime guarantee and more, plus a 45-day money-back guarantee. So go to hostgator.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with what's going on with our friend Pete, libertyontour.com, he was arrested, kidnapped is more accurate, today, kidnapped and assaulted by police officers. Video footage is up over at copblock.org, also at the top at freekeen.com. You can get it at either place. And people are activating. People are getting active. They're calling the police department. They're calling the jail. In fact, you said somebody, I guess, sent you a message online saying they had tried calling the jail, and the person they spoke to there passed the buck, right?
Correct. They did, in fact, answer, but responded that they were not the person who put Pete in jail, and therefore they weren't responsible.
That's a common answer from government bureaucrats. It's not my job. I'm just here keeping him in jail.
Right. You know? Which, you know, that goes back to, you know, what I was saying a little bit ago. Why would I insult this poor woman who, you know, she's just probably trying to feed her family with her job? Well, because I think that she's part of a corrupt and immoral and enslaving system. I believe that I am a free human. I believe you are too. And that unless I violate someone by abusing them or stealing from them, that I ought to be able to just go about my business.
You should be. And this comes back to an issue that has been somewhat divisive between activists up here. I mean, just because we all love the ideas of liberty doesn't mean we all agree on the right way to go about or the same ways to go about achieving those things. And so one of the points of division, I think, between some activists has been how you treat the bureaucrats. Do you treat them in a friendly manner, or are you, you know, rude to them or something else entirely?
And well, you saw, what happened the other day when Rich Angel got picked up. And there was all that commotion around, and a statey, you know, looked at me and said, "Oh, you're the lady with the Audi. You can drive." And handed me the keys and said, you know, so I am not on bad terms with all bureaucrats and everything. And I find that, you know, I can have polite discourse and tell which time they violate me or one of my friends.
But at that point, somebody had been violated at that point. You just were more in control or calm at that moment.
I had just walked up that night. So I hadn't been there for, you know, and I guess Rich had his, he was told that because he didn't have a license or a valid license or something like that, he couldn't drive. And but they weren't taking him off. They weren't taking him to jail. And the police really wanted to get out of there, quite frankly. I mean, there were like 20 of us that kind of descended upon them all of a sudden. But my point is that I'm not, you know, I don't like to poke the snake. I don't like to just, you know, aggravate. What I found different about this woman who was a desk clerk today is her snide and almost air of superiority. Like, she doesn't have to help me.
She doesn't.
Right.
She doesn't. People are going to pay property taxes whether or not she is helpful.
Yeah.
Right? So this is one of the things that government bureaucrats, I think, inherently understand, is their jobs are secure.
Right.
It doesn't matter really how they treat you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to some extent it does, because if they get caught on video behaving badly, then that can look bad for them. But in general, they're not going to lose their job over behaving poorly.
Mm-hmm.
They might not even get a reprimand over behaving poorly. You know, they're probably laughing behind the scenes about the activists,
right,
things that go on. So your thoughts are certainly welcome on how to approach the bureaucrats, how to treat them. Some would even say that calling them bureaucrats is an insult. And it's tough, because you're right. On one hand, they are human beings, and they have feelings. and they may be trying to feed their families. And a lot of people have become government bureaucrats because the job perks are so good. The pay is very good. It's much higher on average than the average private sector employee. So the pay is good. The benefits are fantastic. They get really nice retirement packages, presuming the state stays solvent and can actually pay them,
right,
which is a whole other issue. But nonetheless, there's a very big attraction there for people. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, you know, I just wanted to get a good job. I didn't want to have to deal with all this. And so, you know, do you catch more flies with honey, or is vinegar an acceptable solution in some
ways? My mom was a social worker as I was growing up. She's a single mom, and she was she had a master's degree, but she was, you know, kind of limited at that time between being, you know, a nurse, a teacher, and a social worker. They were kind of the popular jobs for women, and it worked out. She was a mother of three, that it kind of corresponded. She could be home in time to make dinner or whatever have you, and she had a good insurance plan kind of thing. However, once I was by around the age of sixth grade and I understood what her job was, I treated her the same way. I mean, she's very much aware of what I thought of her job and her illusion or delusion that she was somehow helping people.
Let's talk to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
What was he charged with exactly? I just watched the video.
We don't, as I understand it, I am not sure at this point because he hasn't actually processed to where he has been charged with anything. It would be my guess that it would be disorderly conduct, because it was 2 years ago that a different activist was arrested for a hat in court, and they threw that kind of catch-all disorderly conduct charge at him.
Well, if I could tell a real quick story, I used to work for the local Clay County Jail, and I was a refrigeration technician. I do building maintenance, and there was a hallway from the court house to the jail above the street, mm-hmm. and there was a corner, and the inmates would come from the jail to the courthouse there. Well, the deputy's favorite game was when they came from the jail to the courthouse, they would turn a corner. They would be searched as they left the jail, and then as they turned the corner, they would be searched and harassed again. And then they would be searched when they got to the jail, the holding cell for them in court. And if anybody argued with them or started a fight, then they would be charged with assault.
Mm.
The deputies, I mean, his arms and shoulders could have been injured severely by carrying somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, and hopefully you guys go through with this and just nail these little pinko Nazis.
Well, I don't know how you nail them. I mean, it's their system.
Well, I mean, take it through the courts, I should say.
Well, that's just the problem. The courts are run by them, and so it makes it very difficult. If you've got a further suggestion as to how to nail them, I'd love to hear it. If you want, you can hang on. We'll talk to you a little further on that. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right now, our friend is in jail, and there's no immediate prospect for him to be released. As long as he's not giving them his information, there's a good chance they might just hold him there. Of course, that means they're going to get a lot of phone calls from some activists.
They sure are.
They're not going to like that very much. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And you'll find the features are free. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the updates list there. You can get them via email or Twitter or Facebook, whichever works best, or more than one if you'd like. It's all free. news.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Totesack, which is the one-trip wonder for hauling goods back from your vehicle to your home. It's an awesome little handle that is basically made out of recycled engine parts. The thing is incredibly strong. It will be able to carry more than you could possibly physically carry. I mean, this thing, you can load up bag after bag after grocery bag on this thing. And for me, it makes it so I can bring my groceries in one trip.
In one trip, which is pretty handy in bad weather. Especially.
Has that been true for you, too?
Yes. One trip? Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. So you can go to totesack.us to learn more about the Totesack, TOTASAK.US. They are available, actually, if you want to, you know, like you're a reseller or a retailer, you want to get some wholesale Totesacks, you can do that, too. Or just get yourself a family pack. We're actually going to give you a two-pack here coming up later on tonight, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win that.
Totesack.us.
Yeah, that's right. So going back to the phones and the fun, your thoughts here, welcome. We're talking about the police aggressing against a friend of ours for wearing a hat in court. And, you know, does anybody actually think that's a good idea, that somebody should be arrested and thrown in a cage for wearing
a man,
hat?
Not a woman, because a woman wouldn't be asked
supposedly
to remove her hat.
So that's
well,
what
I've
you said.
I've worn a hat in court before.
Okay, well, maybe you'll do it soon.
I absolutely will do it.
When Pete has his day in court, which may be tomorrow. Or he may be arraigned tomorrow. Anyway, let's go back to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you said we need to stick it to him using the court system. What would you recommend?
Well, why was he there? Was he there just watching, or was he summoned to court?
No, he was just watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to have to be attorney. I said nail. You didn't like that phrase. I'm trying to be quick because we're on the phone. I don't want to take too much time.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's going to have to go through an attorney.
I see.
My opinion, and I'll say this, and I know you're not going to agree with me, is the only thing these people understand are bullets and dead bodies, because that's what they deliver to us.
I don't recommend that.
That's the bottom line, and I know you're not going to agree with that.
No, I definitely don't agree with that.
Okay, I know, because you're on a radio show. I'm not.
No,
I'm
it's not because no, it's not because I'm on a radio show. It's because I used to think the way that you did, and then I changed my mind after hope was restored by me moving here to New Hampshire. And I understand that using bullets against these people or any manner of violence is just going to make you out to be a crazy loon, and it's going to give them the excuse to use even greater violence upon you and crush you and your friends. And I highly recommend against any sort of violence in retaliation to what these people do. They are the violent ones. They are the aggressors. Using violence just lowers yourself to their level. And I thank you, Bill, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And some would even say that using the court system is using violence. There are a lot of people that say...
I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people will say, well, stick it to them. Why aren't you Free Staters getting these guys? These cops are doing horrible things to you, and you're just letting them get away with it. But when I've been aggressed against, and I have by these people, I've been to court a few times when they've been charging me with things, and people ask me these questions afterwards. Why don't you sue? I'm like, well, I don't want to. I don't want to use their system against
them. I've never used the system against another person, even when I was clearly wrong.
Yeah.
And it was... You know, to my financial detriment, I suppose, that
well,
I didn't
that too,
do so.
Was that, too, hiring a lawyer and... Well,
No, the fact that I didn't, I could have...
Presuming you
would
have won.
Well, yeah.
Presuming you would win.
Yes, correct.
Let's go to Jess listening in Indianapolis, by the way, WXNT, now joining us on weeknights live. So welcome, Jess. You're on Free Talk, listening to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks. You know, I have to say I couldn't disagree with you guys more.
Really?
When you don't, really. I would call you guys more instigators than anything. You don't have any respect for the law. The way you put a broad blanket on all the cops saying, you know, that just all the bad things you said in the 20 minutes I've been listening or however long it's been. You have,
what would you like me to
no
respect? You would like me to... No respect for authority. Excuse
exactly.
me. You know what? I personally am of the mind that
you
there is a God, and so I look to him as my authority.
You want to run your mouth and get them pissed off so they come at you. And then you say,
the guy
oh,
wasn't
I didn't
running
do
his
anything.
Mouth. He was sitting in a room with a hat on.
And he wasn't supposed to be. They showed him the sign. They said the policy is no act in the courtroom.
Come on, Ian. Go, Ian.
Oh,
get
Michelle, calm down.
You tell me. I mean, if that's the rule in the court, should he have not taken his hat off and just said, I apologize, sir, and
at
just sat there and watched the court
stop?
Like he was supposed to?
At what point do you stop?
Well, why didn't he take his hat off? Why did he just ignore the bailiff and not take his hat off?
Okay, my question to you is that...
Well, answer my question. I'll answer yours. We'll do this fair so it's back and forth here. Why didn't he take off his hat instead of instigating more and more?
Maybe his head was cold.
Exactly. He has a shaved head, and it was minus 20 degrees here today.
He was indoors, and it was a ball cap. It's not like it covered his ears.
Should they be able to order you to remove any of your clothing or just your hat?
See, no, that's what I'm talking about. That's just stupid. It was a hat. They didn't say, take your pants off, sir. We want to see if you're wearing a hat.
They do that
free.
If they told you to, right?
They don't make women take off their hats. They don't make women take off their hats.
Well, I don't know that because I didn't see a woman in this video.
Well,
where
yeah,
they
we don't know that, Michelle. That's just what we've heard. We've never had experience
it
with
it. It is tradition
person.
That women are allowed
is,
to make, keep their hats
the bailiff,
on, whether in church
the
or
didn't
in...
The come up to him swinging. The bailiff said, you know, sir, the policy is no hats. And he said, I didn't see. He had to be a smarto. I can say, I didn't sign that policy. You know, that's ignorant. You can't just make your own rules when you're not in your house. If you go into...
Whose house is it?
Whose money
court.
Pays for this court, sir?
It's the Supreme Court with law. So should he have been able
the
to bring
supreme,
a gun in there?
As in
to
supreme as in God or supreme as in the state? In which case, you're telling me
as
that I've got to worship the state.
The Supreme Court.
So I've got to worship the state. I've got to obey the state. I've got to bow to the state.
You need to respect authority.
You just follow the rules. You know,
just follow
the rules.
The rules.
And if you just do what you're supposed to do whenever
and
you're
what
going
are you
to somebody
do,
else's
sir?
Place. So you ought to be able to do whatever you want whenever you go into the court, then. You could bring a guitar in there if you wanted in and play it while they're doing court, then, right?
But that's just it. This guy wasn't disrupting their proceedings in any way, shape, or form, and they decided to attack him over it.
They didn't attack him. You guys made it
like they
did. They
grabbed him and threw him to the ground.
Did you watch the video?
Yes, I did, and whenever they're in that back room and they're trying to get him to go somewhere else, if he would stand up and cooperate and go with them, I mean...
Just do what they say. Looking. Do whatever it is they say. Be a good little boy and obey.
Do you want to make it worse or do you want to go along
just
with it?
Just be a sucker. Go along to get along. Just like the Jews getting right on the train cars. They were good at following orders, weren't they, back in Nazi Germany?
And that's just an ignorant example because you're trying to bring in, stuff that is completely different from this. He broke the rules whenever he was wearing a hat and wasn't supposed to be.
It was the rules for the Jews to put
yellow... No matter how simple it is, if he's in the courtroom and it says no hats, take your hat off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard.
So you don't care what rules they make then. What if they make a rule that says no cameras?
I didn't say that. I said that was a simple rule. What was it going to hurt him to take his hat off? He was
what would it have hurt them to let him leave? What would it hurt them to let him leave his hat on?
Yeah. You guys are just instigators, and you look to just keep pushing and pushing and
actually,
pushing.
Actually, sir, they are the ones who are instigators.
Off.
They are the people who kidnap peaceful people. They are the people who steal money from people.
You wasn't kidnapped. You guys act like they jumped on a bus with masks.
Buddy, when somebody takes you away from your life without your permission, they are kidnapping you.
They didn't.
You are making excuses for violence.
They were out in the Philippines or something, and they were being taken for ransom somewhere out in the woods. I mean, he was in a court.
You're putting your parameters on what kidnapping means. It doesn't matter if I put a badge and a gun on and a uniform. It doesn't make it right for me to take you and put handcuffs on you and take you somewhere against your will. That's kidnapping.
Did you break the law? Did you break the law where you asked to take?
First of all,
where you asked.
First of all, there is no law. There is no law that says
you
may not.
You guys don't want to follow rules, and you don't want to have any rules. Just like
that's not true.
She said a while ago.
That's not true.
She said she ought to be able to go wherever she wants.
I thought that you were
going to
be a polite. I thought you were going to be a polite debater. You speak, I speak, you speak, I speak. You can't even follow your own rules, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Jess. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Just obey. Do whatever it is they say. Just follow the rules and everything will be fine. 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight,
it's Ian. And Michelle.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. I mentioned before how we've got our logo on there. It's very high resolution. I think maybe even vector graphics, but very, very high resolution. You can take our logo and do whatever the heck you want with it. We've got banners there. You can pop those wherever it is you want to put them on the web, on the internet. We've got links to useful stuff that can help you promote Free Talk Live, like flyers that you can print out, business cards that you can have printed. So to get the word about Free Talk Live into more people's hands, in fact, there are even flyers that allow you to kind of fill in the blanks. So if you get Free Talk Live on your local talk station, like our listeners in Indy just now, this week, getting Free Talk Live weeknights, every single night of the week, there was this old fuddy-duddy Fred Thompson, this politician guy, politician actor.
Oh, is he not on anymore?
Slow-talking, southern gentleman kind of guy. He's gone. He dropped off the radar. He quit doing radio, and so...
An actor.
The good folks. So that's what happens with the actors that do radio. They come in, they play around with it for a year or two, and then they leave.
He was a politician, then he was an actor.
Yep, so he left, and so Free Talk Live has filled his spot on WXNT in Indianapolis as of tonight.
Oh, goody.
So welcome to our Indy listeners. WXNT actually has been with this show the second longest of all of our 93 radio affiliates. They've been on since late 2005. So we've been on Saturday nights in Indy for a long time. So a number of you in Indy may already be familiar with Free Talk Live. But if you've never heard Saturday nights before, then you're definitely in for something a little bit different here. So welcome aboard. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. By the way, the freetalklive.com website is brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. That's SACL CAI. You can see their banner right at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, let's talk to Mike in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have to agree with my brother from Indianapolis that
what happened in that courtroom was basically instigated by a guy who sounded to me like he wanted to create a public nuisance by not doing exactly what he was supposed to do.
Well,
I know you guys are saying that at what point do we basically just stop listening to what people are saying and just do what we want?
Well, no. It's not do what you want. It's do no harm. Do not aggress against peaceful people. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Isn't that how you live your life in general? You don't aggress against your neighbors. You interact with people on a consensual basis.
If I'm in a place and when I walk in the door, it says that I'm not supposed to wear my hat.
That's very important.
I take my hat off.
You're right. That makes sense if we're talking about private property,
correct,
sir. But
absolutely,
we're talking about a place where you and I paid for it. This man is a paying so-called customer of
this court. Right, and I paid for it, and I have a permit to carry a gun. Does that give me the right to take it in there?
You know what? They let their guys in with guns. Why shouldn't we be able to have guns in there?
I couldn't answer that, but why can't I? I mean, would that be all right with you if I carried a gun in a courtroom?
Wouldn't
absolutely
bother me. Look, dude, I live in New Hampshire. I mean, in case you don't know, it's one of the freest places in America as far as guns are concerned. There are only two places that are freer, and that's Vermont and Alaska. In New Hampshire, you can carry a gun on your hip, no problem, anywhere you go, except in a courtroom.
Right. And you also made a statement that I didn't agree with, that your friend was taken away against his will. He was kidnapped. Well, he was in a courtroom. They told him what to do. He was basically creating a nuisance. They took him out of the courtroom.
Okay, can I back you up right there, please? Excuse me.
Let me
finish. So when I go to your house, if you have a sign on the door that says, remove your hat upon entering my home, and I get to choose whether or not I can enter your home, then I can understand me walking into your home and refusing to remove my hat, and you say, I'm sorry, you either have to exit my home or you have to remove my hat. Those are the rules for my house, my property. But as Ian mentioned, a courtroom is not private property.
Correct. And someone being arrested is not kidnapping. I mean, Charlie Manson did not want to be arrested.
He murdered
so he was,
people.
He was,
and raped a pregnant woman.
But that's not, no. That's not kidnapping. It is an appropriate response to stop a madman from continuing to murder people. He had already given up his rights by the actions of taking away the lives of other human beings. He did not have a right at that point to walk around freely, in my opinion. But a man wearing a hat has not harmed another person. A man wearing a hat on so-called public property has not done any harm. And he didn't instigate anything. He was sitting quietly in his chair waiting for court to start.
And an important aspect of justice
is that it's fine that said not to wear a hat.
An important aspect of justice is that it is equal to all. I get to wear a hat inside a courtroom. I don't own it, and I get to wear a hat.
That's fantastic. If that's the rules, that's the rules.
So do you support whatever arbitrary rules the bureaucrats come up with?
No, I don't support them all, but I'm not going to break them either.
Oh, I see. So whatever rules are created, you'll go ahead and follow them.
If it means that I'm going to be carted out in handcuffs and, as you put, kidnapped,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're following them because you're scared.
I'm not Rosa Parks.
I got you, man. Not everybody can be. So you're following them like most people, not because they're right, but because you're scared.
No, I'm not scared. Wait a minute, you just said you didn't want to be carried out. No, your buddy is going to end up paying money. Am I correct?
No way. He's not going to pay them a dime.
He's not going to pay them a dime. He's not going to get a lawyer. He's not going to do anything.
He's not going to get a lawyer either, I don't think. Nope.
Well, probably because it's a piddly little charge is what they're getting him for. It's not going to be next to anything anyway.
Well, that probably hit him for several hundreds of dollars, which will mean that he'll likely have to sit in jail, because here in New Hampshire, if you don't pay their fines, they put you in a jail cell.
And that's fine with you?
No, it's not fine with me that anybody has to be paying anything or sitting in any jail cells who hasn't harmed another human being. No. The jails are full of people who have never harmed another person. They've never aggressed against anybody, but yet they sit there.
I agree 100% with you there.
Good. I'm glad that we're on the same page on this issue. I think it's just sad, and I don't blame you for this. I don't blame you for not wanting to be put in that cage either, and that's why people go along to get along. But I think it's sad. I mean, at what point would you become Rosa Parks? At what point would you decide that you've had enough of these arbitrary rules that have nothing to do with protecting human beings, and that you're going to stop obeying?
If it's a fiddly-ass little thing like taking your hat off, I don't have a problem with that.
When will you have a problem? At what point?
When it 100% affects me like it did Rosa Parks and every other African-American in the
country. So it doesn't matter to you what happens to other people. It's only when they come after you.
I don't care if somebody goes to jail for wearing a hat. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
What about the millions of Americans that are going to jail for things like having a plant or a chemical?
What about the hundreds of millions that take their hat off?
What about the people who are told that if they don't wear an armband with a star on it, that they're going to go to jail?
Are we going back to World War II? Is that what we're going to talk about?
Sure. Shouldn't we? How about
those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it?
Right, to think that those things can't happen again. You look around, man.
And those who don't follow the rules are doomed to be in trouble, period.
Yeah.
Right.
I say more people need to stop following these rules. These people do not have the legitimate authority over others. They have not been granted the permission to rule over other people's lives in these piddly manners. I agree with you. It is piddly.
I don't know.
It's piddly that somebody would be put in a cage.
They do have that right.
It's piddly.
We put them in office.
No, I did not put them in office.
No, sir, I did not put them in office, and I have no interest in having these strange men and women tell me what to do. I do not aggress against my neighbors, and I am a peaceful person.
Did you vote?
Not for any of these people, and I would not.
I do not vote. I do not vote at all.
So,
I do not.
So you're saying you voted, but you didn't vote for the person that would have done this?
I didn't. Speak to me. I don't vote, and I don't pay income tax of any kind, or capital gains, nor property tax. So what do you want to ask me?
I don't want to ask you anything. That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
You just
asked if we voted. Now, look, I voted, but
no, you voted.
I voted not because I consent to the system, sir, but because it is a defensive action to try to minimize the harm that is being done by these government people to innocent, peaceful people who do not deserve to be harmed. And Michelle has not voted. She does not vote.
Well, that's 100% up to her. And,
so would you say that because she doesn't vote, then
she can bitch about it, but she won't vote, right?
What's voting going to do to change things, dude?
Well,
you're going to vote for a Republican or Democrat
that are more like that support your values and everything that you're talking about.
These people do not support my values. Republicans and Democrats do not support, and overall, 99.9% of them, maybe except for Ron Paul, do not support my values. So there's no choice for me.
I support liberty, and you know, for me, there is.
How do you support liberty by not voting for anything?
I choose not to use my power or resources to implement authority over you.
And we support
I
liberty,
in self-government.
Yeah, we support liberty by our actions and our words. And I thank you for the call tonight. Hopefully we'll hear from you again sometime at 800-259-9231. We've got a whole hour to go here and plenty of time for your thoughts. And if you want to win a two-pack of the Totesac, call in now at 603-435-1105, 603-435-1105. More coming up. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.